Let's get a little bait and knock report from John at Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Thanks for some of your time today, John. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam.
I want to know, first of all, how busy has it been this week?
It's been quite busy. Even with the weather the way it's been and the fish not cooperating as good, it's still been busy. Guys getting out for trying to get some walleye before it closes next weekend.
Yeah, it closes on the 15th, of course. And also, I wanted to kind of put a plug in here that you guys are open 7 days a week, right?
Yes, we are. 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So get you some while the walleye season's still open, but I'm sure that there will be some straggler perch fishermen sticking around after the 15th, too. So let's jump
in. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I hear about it every year. It seems like the perch fishing actually gets better the later you go into March. But let's talk about the upper bay first. Ice conditions still hanging in there?
Yeah, they're still hanging in there. I just got some real good reports from quite a few different guys today. There's between 25, 27 inches on the upper bay.
And are they getting around in vehicles, or are we talking machines only?
No, they're still using trucks all over the place. The snow is pretty well compacted. There's some drifting, as usual, but the guys are getting around pretty good.
How are the access points in the upper bay?
Access points are great. The one next to us here at DNR is really good, and the Days River access is good also.
All right, that's good to hear. What about the lower bay? Are they driving trucks and stuff like that all over by the terrace and, you know, below the narrows?
No, I haven't seen any trucks. About 2 weeks ago I saw out there, but I haven't seen any since. You know, there's about, you know, from 12 to 18 inches down there, and I think guys are a little leery.
Yeah, it would be too, especially because that's where a lot more of the current changes quickly. You know, the upper bay gets kind of locked in above the narrows and things kind of stay the same. But, man, down there it gets a little hairy sometimes. Are you hearing anything from south of there, Portage, No-See-Em, Ford River?
Last I heard yesterday, I had a couple of friends down there, and it was dead. Between six of them, they marked one fish. Oof. Down by No-See-Em. So they came up to the north bay to finish their day out.
Last question until we take a quick break here for our next outdoor report and continue talking fishing. But do you anticipate things will get better this weekend, potentially with this very warm trend coming our way once again?
Oh, absolutely. I see the pressure dropping again, and it should light right up with that warm weather.
All right. Well, we want to get back with you later this hour and actually get into the fishing reports, talk walleye, perch, pike, whiteys, and more with you in the upper and lower bay if we can get a little more time from you.
You sure can.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. Stay tuned. You'll get to hear all the good details and hot tips and hot spots for Little Bay to Knock next on The Outdoor Show.